Prochaine question, Chris, AHL Report.
Hi, Joel.
Hey, Chris.
Besides Kyle Ferry, was everybody else available to participate in the scrimmage today?
No, Baddock wasn't available either.
Okay. And how did you find the energy in the scrimmage today?
Well, I mean, the last two practices were quite hard, so I thought that the pace was really good yesterday. Today, we had to break it down a little bit in game situation with special team, power play, PK. We did some face-off. We worked on some technical. So I think it was a lot of workload, to be honest. If you look at it today, they had the same amount of work that they would have in a normal game. So we recreated that workload with a flood, with different situation, with 3-on-3, with 4-on-4. We even had some shootouts. So we just tried to touch a little bit of everything and coach the player through it. But so obviously today was a lot about workload, meaning like spending 2 hours with your equipment, with a flood, kind of recreating a game situation. But they had two really high-paced practices before that where we hit good numbers there. So that's was the plan. That's what we wanted to do. So we say check on that, and we're going to go back at it for the week.
And you keep mentioning that the hockey is essentially finding solutions in your
life.
In your
is finding solution.
Yeah,
all we have in life is problems.
Yeah, that's true, especially this the last since 2020. Has this been the most creative that you've had to be in your time as a coach in terms of finding solutions and being creative?
Yeah, I think yes and no. The group has been so good. The group, it's all everything we're doing. It's been in a performance mindset since last year, to be honest. So everything that's thrown at us, we find a way to spin it with the player, and so it hasn't been tough because the guys are buying in. And you know, and that's why we're working together, and we have a plan, and we have a structure, and we're trying not to waste our time, and readjust. So it hasn't been tough because we're all in the same boat. We're all together into it, and the players have been great. So no, it's my job, and that's the kind of person I am. I'm a solution kind of guy, and sometimes I'm a little wacky outside the box, but. You know, I feel that's what needs to be done, and that's my job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. We'll go with Grant McCagg. Grant?
Hey, Joel. If you were to – I realize this isn't your decision and all that, but if I were to ask you to give me odds that there might be some sort of a playoff this year, what would you put those odds at?
Like we are right now with a lot of things, odds changes every day. So I wouldn't get into a number, but it sure was a strong plan to play the 36th game. And from the beginning, and there was no plan for a playoff. So I'm kind of going with what's real, what's on the table. And what's real and what's on the table right now is the 36th game. And I was getting to talk with, I was talking with some friends, and I say, if you look back, we're still somehow, it's pretty good that we can play 36 games. That's half a season. With everything that we live, how late we started late February. So to be able to cramp up 36 games for our player and be able to skate and work with them, there's a part of me with everything that we're living right now, we're lucky in some way to get that much. So we're going, if you look at it, we're at 50% of a season, and yeah, we don't have the playoff or we, right now anyway, but at least we get this amount of games that we can play and give the players. So I don't want to look like the guy with the glass half full all the time, but if I take a step back and look, at least we get something to chew on, which is kind of good, right? If you look at the OHL, they haven't started yet. They don't know what they're going to be doing. And I think we're on the right side of right side right now for what's happening. We get able to play those 36 games.
The farm club right now is, winning at a percentage that no Montreal farm club has been close to since the 1960s, believe it or not. There were some great Nova Scotia Voyageur teams, and this team is winning at a higher percentage. Considering how crazy this year has been, like the you know, the late start, like you said, and the layoffs, the long layoffs that you've had during the season,
and the tight schedule at time where
exactly, you know,
I just would even take a deep breath, I think.
Yeah, you know, you did mention the cowboy hat walk there at one point, you know, but just curious as to with it not, you know, with there not being any playoffs scheduled and the long layoffs and such, what are, you know, how have the players been as far as motivate? What have you done? You know, what are some of the things that you the coaching staff have done to try to keep everybody motivated and, you know, to keep winning at such a high percentage, considering that there may not even be a playoff?
I think it started when we first got here and we had a plan, we had a vision, we had with the player on performance and the player individual and collective performance. And we prepared ourselves for it. So from the first game, and even the game we lost, to be honest, a lot of them were really good performance we could have won in some way. I think the buy-in from the guys and us taking the time to explain what we're doing and, you know, kind of tweaking video all the time and not trying to be too repetitive and the other flip side is it's our third year with that group. And like I said before, it's not the third year, it's the second year, really. We missed a lot of game last year and we missed half the season this year. So we kind of brought it back to where we left off last year. If you look at our final stretch before the COVID came out, how hot we were and with a young team last year. And now we kind of started exactly where we were. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. It's what we did since day one of 2 years ago, even when the first year was a good year, to be honest. I thought we played really well. We weren't winning maybe as much, but we didn't have the group. And we were starting from scratch, to be honest. We were cleaning up. And last year, we really took some stride again. And this year, we took some stride again. So I think that's what it is. It's just the progression of having an identity and progressing and buying in and the player understanding. And everybody wants everything quick, but it doesn't go quick, man. You can't fix it. Like, winning is not improvisation. Winning is hard. It's tough. It's demanding. It's challenging. And the guys, I think, realize that, and we're there with them, and we include them in every decision we make. We include them. We give them options. But winning is hard. If it was easy, everybody would do it. I mean, everybody would love to win and be in a cereal box. That's the reality. But you need a plan, and you need to have something. You cannot be improv. Improv and winning doesn't work together.